As we prepare to come to the table of the Lord, I would like to invite you to share any joys and concerns that you have, anything that we need to be praying for this week in particular. Nothing? Very good. Then let us prepare ourselves to come to the table of the Lord. Friends, this is the table of the Lord. It is the place that we come when we feel broken. It is the place that we come when we feel close to Jesus. It is the place that we come when we need to feel closer to Jesus. It is the place that we come because Jesus calls us to be here with him at this table, sharing this meal, remembering his life, death, and resurrection. So we are all invited to come. Let us pray. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
How can we thank you, O God, for the sun, the moon, and the stars, for breath and life and all things good, for your steadfast promise and your faithful love, for the day that is surely coming when all things will be new, when with saints and angels and the whole creation we join the ancient and eternal hymn. For Jesus, who came to be your living word, to baptize us with spirit and fire, to feed the hungry, to humble the mighty, and to announce the good news of your coming realm. With thanksgiving, we remember how, when the hour had come, Jesus took his place at the table with the apostles. He said to them, "I will not eat this Passover again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." With thanks and praise, we offer ourselves to you as Jesus did, sharing this holy meal, and remember Christ dying and rising, and praying, "Come, Lord Jesus." Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, upon this bread, this cup, these people, Christ's body and blood given in love for the world. Make us one in the Spirit, one in the Church, and one with Christ our Lord. Gracious and loving God, we pray for this assembly, for those who are gathered here. We thank you for keeping our lives always in your care and protection. And we pray for any and all who are in harm's way, for those who are walking in the midst of danger, for those who are treading a slippery path, for those who are exhausted and seeking relief, for those who face a mountain of worry or debt or any other obstacles. Be guardian and guide, we pray, setting all our feet on your paths of righteousness and peace. We pray for those who are struggling with a new challenge, with a major transition in life or livelihood, with their faith and understanding, with grief, ancient or new. Keep in your tender care and mercy, O God, those who are sick in mind, body, or spirit, those weighed down by depression or pain, those recuperating from surgery or accident. Protect not only us and those we love, but also the whole wide world you so love. In places of war, bring peace. In places beset by natural disaster, bring calm and restoration. Where there is unrest and injustice, make justice our aim. Where hope has grown tired and thin, lift our sights so that we may see hope beyond hope, life beyond death, and you lifted up before us. In the name of Christ, who gave himself for our sake, we pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, O Lord, upon this cup, this bread, this cup, and these people. Make us gentle, joyful, thankful people, serving our neighbors and worshiping you alone. Keep us in the peace of Christ until you gather us at your table in glory. Even now, a voice is crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and he passed it to them, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup and he poured it out. And he passed it to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you. pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine that help us to remember Jesus, his life, his death, and the fact that he lives again and is with us every day. Whether we're small, whether we're large, whether we're young or old, Jesus is with us every day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our sending hymn is the Song of Zechariah, number 601. We go forth from this place, go forth to prepare, go forth to repent, go forth to love. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.
should have a box somewhere.
Oh, yeah, there's one.
Might be a battery.
Maybe.
That's the battery.
Oh, never mind.